Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the big trial of Paul Manafort begins today. Of course, President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, and this involves concerns of his work as a consultant in Ukraine. Of course, the subtext weighing heavily not just on the prosecution, as the Times says, and the defense, but also on the White House. And an acquittal of the former Trump campaign chairman in a trial that opens today could deal severe legal and political blows to the top Russia prosecutor's work.
Well, look, there's a couple of things that are at stake here. I think you'd have to be oblivious to the idea that if Manafort is found guilty and faces a long prison sentence, that it will give him more impetus to testify about what he knows. After all, this is a guy who really was intimate with the Trump campaign. He was the chairman, he was in charge, he had other jobs, and obviously this is a technique that prosecutors use. Now, if he's not guilty, as you suggest, if he's not guilty, it could be a great disservice to the Mueller effort. On the other hand, if he is guilty, it now puts incredible pressure on the president to do one of several things. One of them, we've talked about this again and again, is to fire Rob Rosenstein and then eventually Mueller himself. But if that isn't an option, another bad option for the president is to issue a pardon. But of course, if he issues a pardon, the game is up in so many ways for Manafort, because then it really does look like obstruction of justice, and I think one could make the case. So this is putting Trump in not such a good place. While all of this is happening, some of the other international distractions are happening also. We see the Washington Post is now reporting that Kim Jong-un has been up to his old tricks, and they have pictures and other satellite images of construction of missiles not far from the North Korean capital. So much for our better place to be with the North Koreans. You know, so many people, including Malcolm Nance, argued from day one, David, that this was all, you know, when everybody thought that the president was going to really pull off a coup here, he was just patting his belly, Malcolm, and laughing out loud and saying, oh, come on, you know, this is not what these guys do. And sure enough, it does look like that. So it looks like we're back to square one, and it doesn't look like Trump has achieved a lot. So in the meantime, he's talking about his penchant for going and talking to anybody without any preconditions, including now the Iranian leadership, the president, who is not the head guy, of course. The Ayatollahs are the head people there. And he is saying, oh, sure, I'll go and I'll call them names, parenthesis, but I'll go and I'll talk to them. To the saying, he said, look what we've achieved with both the North Koreans. Forget that, Jack. And also with Putin. And who would know what he achieved with Putin? Because whatever he did it in secret. So you have this sort of three-dimensional chess game playing out here, David. On the one hand, you have his domestic problems. Nixon was having his, you remember all of that. And at the same time, he was doing some very interesting things, opening up China, other things. But it didn't save him when it came to the domestic charges that he was facing.
And then enter President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who yesterday said, according to CNBC this morning, repeatedly, collusion is not a crime.
Sure. Well, look, the name of the game is to get out in front of everything. So collusion is not a crime. Whatever it is that they think that the prosecutors have in their bag, you try to anticipate and you try to nullify to some degree by self-injection, if that's a good analogy, and saying, you know, this is where it's going to be going and it's not a crime and it's not important. And there's Giuliani, I don't know how to put this, but braying like a jackass in the court of public opinion.
All this wrapped around the president again threatening to shut down the government, Alan.
Well, you know, it's getting tiresome. He is saying we're going to shut down the government. His colleagues in the Republican Party in both the House and the Senate are saying, no, he's not. And it is clear that even some of the rank-and-file senators are on record now as saying, no, he's not. So it doesn't have the same weight as it once did when we saw these threats and actualities coming from people like Newt Gingrich. Probably cost him his career. And here's Trump saying, I got to have my wall. Now, why is he doing it? Obviously, back to the base. And it's not insignificant that he sat there with the Italian prime minister yesterday in the White House, who is also making his chops in Italy by opposing in-migration from countries that have been trying to find entrance into Italy. So now you see one and one makes two, the Italian prime minister being honored at the White House, Trump talking about the wall, and it all goes to the base.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you so much, David, for all you do.